Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, August 4th, and former President Barack Obama is 60 years old today.
I do not believe in a cynical America. I believe in an optimistic America that is making progress.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Duluth City Councilman Kelly Kelkenberg, who was heavily involved in the Gwinnett community, has passed away. Northside Hospital and United Healthcare have renewed their contract and restored access to Northside's Gwinnett and Duluth hospitals. Gary Black is the first Republican Senate candidate to take a shot at Herschel Walker. A Dunwoody officer and the GBI were honored by the Georgia Association of Chiefs of Police. Senator John Ossoff pushed for and helped secure supplementary funding for Georgia's National Guard. And the U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra visited Gwinnett and encouraged residents to get vaccinated.
Buckle up.
What's that?
Another shortage.
What now?
People.
R.S. Andrews people.
Oh.
While some companies hunt for techs and plumbers,
we believe in finding people.
R.S. Andrews people.
Personable people.
Gotta care about their work.
Sure.
Fastidious fellas.
But friendly.
That'd be nice.
It's how they work.
It's who they are.
Personable, professional people.
Precisely.
Hard to say.
Harder finding them.
I'll bet.
Because we're picky.
Only personable professionals need apply.
Background check.
Clean driving records.
Good pay. Benefits.
Better than most.
Better how?
Better like a six-figure opportunity.
And signing bonuses.
Solid support.
R.S. Andrews takes care of our people.
Promises kept, zero baloney.
Good people come, stay, and grow.
Plumbers, heating and air techs, electricians.
Personable professionals.
People you'd welcome in your home.
R.S. Andrews people.
We're personable. Professionals prosper.
I like that.
So do people working here.
He's Darren.
He's Ben.
We're RSAndrews.com.
There were several times when Duluth City Councilman Kelly Kelkenberg's military and emergency management experience were invaluable to the city and Gwinnett County as a whole. The Duluth City Council turned to Councilor Kelkenberg when city leaders were trying to figure out how to prevent the city from becoming the victim of a cyber attack and while preparing for Tropical Storm Irma in 2017. And as the county and its cities worked in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic to come up with a plan to try to deal with it, he was one of the people they turned to for advice. The city of Duluth announced Monday that Councilor Kelkenberg, who had battled cancer for years, had died. He was in his third term in office and had been a member of the Duluth City Council for a decade. Councilor Kelkenberg was a retired U.S. Air Force colonel and retired employee of the Federal Emergency Management Agency. In addition to being on the city council, he also served as president of the Gwinnett Municipal Association in 2020. He was active in the Duluth Fall Festival and served as the sign committee co-chairman with his wife of 32 years, Kimberly. He was also the festival's co-chairman with Annette McIntosh in 2017. Councilor Kelkenberg served as a planning commissioner on the Zoning Board of Appeals and the Advanced Budget Committee for the city. Duluth City Councilman Kelly Kelkenberg will be missed.
Now, before we give you health insurance, I have to ask you a few questions.
Questions? Questions? Oh, my whole scheme down there.
I mean, ask away.
Northside Hospital Healthcare System and United Healthcare announced Monday that they've renewed their contract. The announcement ensures United Healthcare members enrolled in employer-sponsored individual and Medicare Advantage plans will have uninterrupted access to care at Northside's Atlanta, Cherokee, and Forsyth hospitals. Northside officials said the multi-year agreement also restores access to Northside's Gwinnett and Duluth hospitals, as well as the Glancy Rehabilitation Center and Northside Gwinnett Extended Care Center, for people enrolled in employer-sponsored and individual plans effective August 1st. The agreement brings the Gwinnett hospitals back into the insurer's fold after being out of network for 5 months. All four Gwinnett facilities have also joined the network for United Healthcare's Medicare Advantage plans, including the United Healthcare Group Medicare Advantage National PPO plan. Georgia Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black is telling University of Georgia football icon Herschel Walker to put up or shut up in next year's Republican race for the U.S. Senate. Commissioner Black, who's already in the race, has released a TV ad contrasting his Georgia background with the fact that Walker now lives in Texas. The ad starts with a video showing Walker in front of a car with a Georgia license plate, saying he's ready to run with the big dogs.
He's ready. I'm getting ready. And we can run with the big dogs.
I'm ready. I've been ready, and Herschel already run with the big dogs. And for fun, my ride's a tractor. And I've had Georgia plates all my life. I'm Gary Black. I'm running for the U.S. Senate.
While some potential Republican Senate candidates are on the sidelines waiting to see whether Mr. Walker will run, Commissioner Black and two others haven't hesitated to get into the contest. The Georgia Association of Chiefs of Police named Dunwoody Police Sergeant Robert Parsons as this year's GACP Outstanding Police Supervisor of the Year during the group's recent yearly training conference. Sergeant Parsons was selected as the 2021 recipient for his collaboration within and across Dunwoody law enforcement agencies to build relationships to improve service delivery with the community. Also at the conference, Director Vic Reynolds and the Georgia Bureau of Investigations were named the 2021 recipients of the Dr. Curtis E. McClung Motorola Award of Excellence presented by the GACP. The award, which is co-sponsored by the Motorola Corporation, is given annually to one agency in recognition of its use of an innovative program in the pursuit of law enforcement excellence.
Finance your new home with Georgia United Credit Union. Our home loan consultants will find you the best loan solution with competitive rates, low fees, and flexible terms. We'll even cover up to $500 on the appraisal fee of your new home. Apply at gucu.org/new home. Georgia United is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy of Peggy Slappy Properties, wishing everyone a great school year this year. Last year was quite disruptive. Our living rooms doubled as classrooms, and this left many folks in Gwinnett looking for more space. If this has happened to you and you're considering buying or selling a home, call the team at Peggy Slappy Properties. When you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you're not choosing a realtor, you're choosing a team. From your home search to obtaining financing to finalizing the home becoming yours with McMichael and Gray, our closing attorneys. Remember, find us online anytime at psponline.com.
U.S. Senator John Ossoff pushed for and helped secure supplementary funding for Georgia's National Guard following their COVID-19 pandemic response missions and extended deployment to Washington following the January 6 insurrection. Community reporter J.P. Edwards has more on the story.
The Senate voted unanimously to pass the bill to secure supplementary funding for Georgia's National Guard. The bill now heads to the House. In a letter earlier this week, Senator Ossoff insisted that the Senate immediately pass legislation that would deliver urgently needed support for the Georgia National Guard. Without this vital funding, Georgia's National Guard would have faced a funding shortfall, resulting in the cancellation of training, drill, and other operations vital to readiness, and potentially threatening funding for Georgia's military installations. For more on this story, visit GwinnettDailyPost.com. I'm J.P. Edwards for the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
This vaccine means hope. It will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra pointed to the latest rise in COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations and said it is evidence of the need for people to get vaccinated against the disease if they haven't done so already. Secretary Becerra participated in a 30-minute roundtable discussion that Representative Carolyn Bordeaux hosted at the Norcross Cultural Arts Center on Monday. The meeting gave Secretary Becerra a chance to speak in person with local health officials and groups that have been trying to work on outreach to get people vaccinated.
How concerned are you guys about getting these vaccine numbers up and helping these hospitals?
Look, in so many ways, this has become the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Those who could, by chance, still get infected, who have been fully vaccinated, usually not only survive, not only don't go to the hospital, but continue forward. And so what we need to do is get all of our loved ones and our neighbors to get vaccinated, because we shouldn't have to wear masks if we're all vaccinated. We shouldn't have to worry about the social distancing if we all do what we know is the safest thing for us. And hopefully we won't lose any more lives because people aren't vaccinated. It's just the right thing to do. It's time.
The Secretary's visit to Metro Atlanta to talk about COVID and other issues came on the same day that one of the three health systems that serves Gwinnesians announced it has seen its highest pandemic-related hospitalization since February. Gainesville-based Northeast Georgia Health System announced Monday that COVID-positive cases in its hospitals, including the Braselton campus on the Hall-Gwinnett line, jumped from 20 to 110 in the last 2 weeks. Hospital system officials said the majority of those cases, 85% to be exact, are unvaccinated. There's still a mass vaccination site in the former Sears at Gwinnett Place Mall, but in a big change from earlier this year, the health district director said residents no longer need to make an appointment to get the vaccine. For more on this story, visit GwinnettDailyPost.com.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Hello, I'm Rodney Skelthorpe, and I own A1 Tires and More in Lawrenceville. It's back to school time here in Gwinnett, and you want to keep your kids safe. So come to A1 Tires and More for your free brake inspection. All of our work at A1 Tires and More is guaranteed. Rest assured, we handle every repair with accuracy, integrity, and honesty. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com or give us a call at 770-963-8333. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
The real Jurassic Quest drive-thru is coming. Featured in the Wall Street Journal and seen by over 2.5 million guests, Jurassic Quest is the world's largest dinosaur event. Don't be fooled by much smaller imitation events. The real Jurassic Quest has skyscraping dinosaurs, over 70 animatronic dinosaurs and counting. The LA Times calls Jurassic Quest an epic drive-thru for kids. Our customers say, amazing, would recommend it. It was awesome. Loved it all. Gwinnett County Fairgrounds, August 13th through the 22nd. Get tickets now at JurassicQuest.com.